Medrash on the Pasuk Ve'elish Mois B'nei Yisrael teaches us Shkulen Hein Yisrael Ketzvoi HaShemayim. HaKadosh Klal Yisrael are equivalent to the stars and all the galaxies and planets that there are in the heavens. Nemekan Shmois says the Medrash, how do we know this? Because here our Pasuk uses the word Ve'elish Mois B'nei Yisrael. When we speak about the stars, it says the same word, Shemos, Nemar, Moinem, Mispil, Kachovim, Lechulam, Shemos, Yikra. Bava Rebbe explains this Medrash. What is the Medrash trying to teach us by comparing us to the stars? So he says that the Meir and the Vuchim explains the Pasuk of Moinem, Mispil, Kachovim, Lechulam, Shemos Yikra, that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created hundreds of thousands of stars. Many of those stars are not visible to us. Many of them are not visible with the naked eye. Many of those stars are so far away that we can't imagine and understand what purpose they play. But he says, every star is different from the other star. Every star is unique. And every star has a specific purpose in the existence of the world. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Mayna Mispil Kachavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this incredible amount of stars. L'chulam Shemus Yikra. Every single star has its own purpose. It has its own reason to exist. And that's why each one, even though there are so many, are counted separately. Similarly, says the Medrash, is the purpose of Klal Yisrael and the existence of Klal Yisrael. There's Baruch Hashem, many Jews, and Ken Yirbu, there should be more Jews. Every Jew has its own unique purpose in this world. And every Jew could do something that the next person maybe can't do, or certainly not do as well, or certainly every person was created, every Jewish person was created for a purpose to make the world a better place. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Ve'elu Shmois B'nei Yisrael. The Arizal says that when a child is born and the parents name that child, every Jewish child that's named has name according to what his characteristics are, what his personality is, and what he's here in the world to accomplish. And says the Medrash, just like we understand that every star serves a unique purpose, and that there are no two stars that are here for the same purpose, so too does every person serve a very distinct and important purpose. And therefore, we should all recognize how much we can accomplish. And this concept of how much every person could accomplish is so seen elsewhere in our parasha. The Pasuk, of course, tells us that Paroi calls Mialdois, the Jewish midwives, Shifra and Pua, Yecheved and Miriam, and tells them, Kol HaBen HaYilad HaYoret HaShlichua, Kol HaBen HaYilad, every Jewish boy that's born you should kill. And the Pasuk says, V'teren HaMiyadus HaSalakim, they feared Hashem, V'lo Yosu Kashadib Aleim Melech Mitzrayim, they did not do what Paroi told them, V'techayenos Al Yilodim. And the Medrash on the Pasuk V'techayenos Al Yilodim says that as these midwives were helping different children be born, saw that there were different children that were going to come out with different deformity. And says the Medrash, at that point, they were mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they said, At Yodea, you are aware, they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shloi Kayam the Dvar V'shal Paroi, that we didn't do what Paroi told us to do. All we want to do is the will of Hashem. And therefore they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help make that this child that will be born will be healthy. That people shouldn't say that we maybe did try to injure this child. And they should realize that we didn't try to injure this child, and there wouldn't be any question about our behavior. Amar Rav Levi. So Rav Levi says, Harei Amarta Sakala, you said something which is not as significant. Says Rav Levi, I'll tell you what they did was even more significant. Yesh men roim lomos b'shas yitzasen. There were Jewish children that were not going to survive childbirth. There were Jewish mothers who were not going to survive childbirth. And says the Medrash, says Rav Levi, what they did was v'hein oim dis b'tfilah yechev Miriam, as they saw chas v'shalom, this was about to happen, would begin davening. V'oimrish l'kadosh baruch hu. And they told Hashem, Ribbono Shlolem, Telei Lehem, Achshav, V'tein Lehem, Nafshesehem. Let them survive. Shloyim Yisrael, Hein Hargon Oysam. The Klai Yisrael Shonat Chatzashom say that they killed those children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also tefilosan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled their request, L'fikach, V'techayena Se'yaladim. It's incredible. These children were destined to have issues. These parents, these mothers, were destined not to make it, but not to come out well. So Yocheved and Miriam, of course, recognized that unfortunately this happens sometimes. But that wasn't their attitude. Their attitude is that we're here to try to accomplish as much as we can, and not say, what could we do? What should we have done? We could always do more, and we should always do more. And there are different examples of this in Midrashim. The Medrash tells us that Chanina ben Daisa lived in an area where Baruch Hashem people had financial means, and everybody in his town would donate karbanos and bring them to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash. And he said to himself, I don't have this ability. And it's interesting to point out, parenthetically, he wasn't upset that they were people of means and he wasn't. What bothered him was that they could bring a karma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he did not have that ability. So he's thinking, what could I do? What could be my share? So he decided that he's going to find a stone that could be used in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, a big stone that could be used in the construction or the repair of the Beis HaMikdash. He went out of town and he found this beautiful big stone and he started working on the stone, smoothing it, shaping it, that it should be able to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. And he did so. Now he finishes making the stone and it's being ready to be taken into the Beis HaMikdash. There's only one problem. Of course, such a large stone, such a heavy stone, needs a method to get it to Yerushalayim, particularly in those days where they did not live in the world of trucks and cars. So he finds five workers who are prepared to take the stone to Yerushalayim. And he says, could you take this to transport this? They say, yes, but it costs five shloim to transport it to Yerushalayim. And of course, he did not have the means of having five shloim to take them to Yerushalayim. So he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, I so much want to participate in the Beis HaMikdash, but I don't have the ability to bring the stone that I worked on so diligently to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent five malachim that looked like people, and he says, and they say to him, we're ready to take your stone. But he says, I don't have the means to pay you now. So they say, it'll cost five shloim, but you don't have to pay us right away. So fine, they take it to, but they added one condition. They said, we're prepared to take it to shloim. We're prepared that you don't pay us immediately, but we demand that you participate and transporting, helping us transport it to Yerushalayim. So from here we learn that a person has to participate himself, not just rely on others. And they bring it to Yerushalayim, and as they bring it to Yerushalayim, he's about to see how he can make arrangements for paying, and they disappear. Rav Chanina ben Daisa taught us that we have a purpose. Every one of us have the ability to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. And no one has an excuse to say, well, I don't have the means, and I don't have the time, I don't have the talent. We all have the means and the time and the talent. As long as we do, and it's all that's asked of us, is to do as much as we can do. And if we do and try to do as much as we can, we have siyata d'shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a siyata d'shmaya that we'll be able to complete our task. L'chulam b'shemes yikra, eile shmais b'nei Yisrael. Every one of us has a very unique place in the world, and as long as we use our abilities, use our potential for avodas Hashem, we will see incredible siyata d'shmaya to accomplish, to influence, and to make the world a better place.